You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Jesus, cares on the Lord Jesus, worries on the Lord Jesus, matters on the Lord Jesus, situations on the Lord Jesus, circumstances on the Lord Jesus, finances on the Lord Jesus, problems on the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Reba Shikia, what's going on in the world on the Lord Jesus. You reign, oh God, you reign, and we come in this hour to exalt you, hallelujah. And we come in this moment, Lord Jesus, to declare that you are Lord. And we believe in your power. And we believe in your authority. And we believe that you are the King of Kings. Amen, somebody. And the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And you are the one that is able. Hallelujah. You are the one that's able to heal, and you are the one who is able to solve, and you are the one who is able, amen, to bring down that which is exalting itself in those and men who are exalting, and you are the one, hallelujah, that fights our battles, and you are the one that makes ways out of no ways. And you are the one that moves mountains. And you are the one that you are the cure. Hallelujah. And you are the peace. And you are the one that rebukes storms. And you are the one that turns it around in our favor. And you are the one, hallelujah, that takes men and what power they seemingly have and diminish them to nothing. And you are the one, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the president of presidents, and you are the one that hears the oppressed and frees the oppressed. And you are the one, oh God, hallelujah, the Messiah. Somebody said Jesus. Calling. Somebody said, as we are calling on Jesus, Jesus is answering us. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. And we thank you on this day. We stand in this place of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. We stand in this place of faith. Amen. Listen, we're getting right into it. We are standing in this place of faith. What is this? This is a place of faith. Amen. Some of us may be low in our faith and low in our hope. Amen. And low in our belief. Well, we're stepping into it. We're getting gassed up in faith right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God says all things are possible. And if he says all things are possible with him, then all things are possible with him. And that's it. You are a deliverer. And there's nothing too hard for you. And if you say there's nothing too hard for you, amen, and you deliver and you rescue, amen, in your resurrecting power, amen, is available and ever present in even residing on the inside of us, then that is the truth. And the Bible says that you are provider, hallelujah, you are Jehovah Jireh, then I believe, hallelujah, that you're providing my every need according to, you are providing our every need according to your riches and glory. The Bible says, you know the thoughts and the plans that you have for us. Then I believe that I don't, in a second or in a moment, I may not, or I don't have to know. And I don't have to have the plan as long as you do, as long as one of us do. Amen. I'd rather you have it than me. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. We thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to be able to commune and be in your presence. And we thank you, Father God, that you are a living God and the only living God, and that you reign. And we thank you, Father God, that you are looking on this earth and you are looking, hallelujah, Reba Shatarabosia, across the seas, and you see and you know. And I thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are an ever-present help. Come on, an ever-present help in the name of Jesus. Can we turn to 2 Kings, amen, chapter 5, hallelujah, as we stay in this place of prayer and stay in this place of praise and stay in this place of worship. As we enter boldly into the throne of grace, as we go to his throne, amen, on this day, hallelujah. As we stay in this place of prayer, God said prayer, amen. And as we stay in this place of prayer, there's something that the Holy Spirit said, and there's something that the Holy Spirit has said that he said or reminded me of or surfaced to cause to come to the forefront, amen, is following the instruction. And as we look in the Bible, you can go from Genesis, amen, on down to Revelation. Hallelujah, someone. And we see God moving and we see the miracle working. We experience his glory and we experience his wonders and his signs, and we experience Jesus and we experience him, yes, at the point of faith, but also, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying right now that faith is in is shown in following the instruction and obeying the instruction and trusting the instruction. Amen. Hallelujah. That the instruction, this may not make sense to me, and this may seem a little bit crazy, and this may seem a little bit opposite of, but the miracle is in following the instruction. So I want to look, amen, at one that almost didn't follow the instruction and almost didn't receive his healing and almost didn't experience a miracle. And we're not talking about it's something that aspirin or Tylenol can handle. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, we're talking about things that only I can solve, and things that maybe you concluded or stamped as, oh, this is, I just got to accept this. It's just going to be this way. Amen. I never seen this type of thing be healed or cured or done or answered. But we're talking about miracles, signs and wonders, people of God. We're talking about God's mighty power, who is able to do. Who is able? Who is able to do? He is able. No matter how long we've been with the ailment, no matter how much it seems that the odds are against us, no matter, amen, how little, no matter how dark, no matter how dim, he is able. Ah! what the world says and trying to match up and fit up. Oh, this is the way the world tells me to get A, B, C, and D. This is the way that the world says that you get your healing, you get fit, and you get this and you get that. But what is God saying to you? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go. It's because I'm excited. It's because my encouragement comes with getting all up in God and exploring all of Him and not getting all up in the situation and the details and exploring all of that. See, when we explore all of that on the ground level, we get discouraged, we get worried, we get frustrated, we start believing that things not possible. No, we got to get, this is what this hour is about. We getting all up in God, getting all up in, exploring all up the power, getting all up in the world, amen, getting familiarized and reoriented and encouraged in the world. Oh, he was able, to heal, resurrect the dead. Oh, you was able to pull him out of the grave. Oh, you was able, you pulled him out of prison. Ain't no man came, ain't no authority of authorities on earth came and said, here's the keys, now unlock him. No! You sent an angel, hallelujah, to heal. You sent an angel to speak to a virgin. Hallelujah, that was such a bullshit. You sent an angel. Send an angel, hallelujah, to my job. Send an angel, hallelujah, warring angels to Ukraine. Send an angel to those even oppressed, the oppressed of the oppressed. Come on, hallelujah. Send an angel, amen, to those who are being discriminated against and experiencing racism, even in trying to save their lives in Ukraine. Send an angel! Send an angel to my children. Send an angel, your protecting angels, your guardian angels. Come on, we're praying. Come on, we are we're getting one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. One with Christ Jesus. One that as we abide in Him, in His word in us. We ask whatsoever we will, and He will do it. Why? Because we are in His will, asking His will. Come on, He's showing us something. He's showing us something. And then that vision you have, amen, that desire you have, that's Him showing you something. Shut up. Okay, let's read. Okay, let's pray. Okay, can we read? I don't care what it is that you're seeing, you're feeling. I don't care what it is. Stand in that place of faith. Don't stop believing. Don't stop declaring. Don't stop following the instruction. Don't get out of hearing distance of His voice. Come on, and if He whispers, that means you gotta be even closer. That means we gotta be even closer. That means we gotta be even closer. That means we gotta be even closer in times where where fear is great and worry is great and the enemy is moving and attacking on the. We gotta get closer. Come on, Even if you are hearing and listening to this right now, and if you have TV on and all this, you gotta turn it off. Turn off the volume. Turn it off. Turn it off. You got to turn it off so you can hear. Right? Hello? Right? Shatarabos. Come on. Okay, let's look at this. Let's look at scripture. We're standing on truth. We're being transformed. We're being transformed to the kingdom of heaven. I call heaven on earth right now. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Peace on earth right now. Peace on earth. Come on. Joy on earth right now. Joy on earth. Come on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Love on earth. Come on. Love on earth. Come on. Patience. Come on. Patience on earth. Come on. Some of us, we need to. Okay, maybe it's just me. Okay, maybe. Okay, maybe. Okay, maybe. It is me. So I received that instruction that we got to sit in the patience of God. That when we're sitting in the patience of God, do you know God is moving and working? It's like being in a waiting room and you know that the doctors are working. Amen. And you know that there's a birth that's happening. Come on, somebody. And you're sitting in the waiting room, you know, oh, I see them. They're preparing my food in the back. Come on, somebody. You sitting, you waiting at the restaurant. They're preparing my food. They just put my order in. Okay. Hello. So when we sit in the patience of God, amen, hallelujah, that's a glorious place. Let's not let the enemy trick us, fool us, deceive us into thinking that that's not a glorious place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That is being prepared while I'm sitting and waiting. Well, God, the instruction for some of us, okay, maybe me, okay, maybe, okay, is sit, be still, and know. I know we gotta get into the scripture, but the Holy Spirit is speaking. As we are in this place of prayer, right? Prayer. There's another definition of prayer, and it speaks of exchanging of wills. We giving over our will, amen, and receiving God's will, amen. We're giving over our stuff and receiving. So this is happening right now. Come on, somebody. I'm receiving. Somebody say, I'm receiving the will of God, amen. I'm accepting. I'm saying yes to the will of God that I may experience, that we may experience that which has never been seen before by me, in my family, in my society. Come on. I'm receiving. In my industry. This kind of stuff ain't never happened. I ain't never seen nobody. I never seen nobody do krashandera, y'all. Right? I ain't never heard of someone come from nothing, come out of nowhere, and then just establish. Come on, right? Come on, right? Come on. I ain't never like seen somebody just come from down. They were up and then they went down and then it was over and everybody thought it was over and then here they go, running the show, taking over. For sure. All right? Come on. Come on. Ooh, hallelujah. When is the last time you saw someone, amen, hallelujah, on their sick bed, amen, and it looks like it's over for them, and the Holy Spirit causes them to rise up from that place and walk. When is the last time we saw it? Amen. And so sometimes because we haven't seen it,
When's the last time you experienced a supernatural deposit into your account? And sometimes because we haven't seen it, experienced it, it causes us to think in other ways than what God is guiding us into. Hallelujah. I know we turn into 2 Kings 5. Hallelujah. It's because I know my God is real, and then it's because I know that my God is on the throne, and it's because I know that God is able, and it's because I know that he's in the profession of raising the dead, that he's in the profession, amen, of taking man who's attacking a people, who's attacking a nation. Come on, Pharaoh. What did he do with Pharaoh? Hallelujah. In Exodus, in all of Egypt, they drowned in the sea because they was attacking and oppressing. Come on, it's because I know. It's because I know. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is because I know that he had a small amount of people. Hello, Gideon, and 300 men only go and possess a city, Jericho that was straightly shut up, strongly shut up. No one in, no one out. And it's because I know that he just, the instruction of go and march around Jericho. 6 days of march around once, fail once. What that look like? How is that making sense to anybody? Come on, right? It's kind of maybe even kind of feeling a little bit dumb. This is the, like we looking weak and dumb over here. In the instruction, but it's because I know that in the instruction, hallelujah, they took over a city, hallelujah, they took over Jericho, hallelujah. It's because I know that Moses and Aaron and Ur, they stood on top of a mountain, with their hands up worshiping God. And it's because I know that while they were in that position, the fight that was happening on the ground, Israel, amen, those on God's side won. It's because I know. It's because I know. It's because I believe. And so when we begin to know and when we believe, we start to look a certain way and respond a certain way and react a certain way and speak a certain way. Yes, Lord. So can we take this moment in worship? That's the instruction. See, the Holy Spirit already could drop in the instruction, dropping it on them. Can we follow the instruction? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit say, it's because I know I can send somebody in your path, amen, and give you favor with that one person that completely changed your life. It's because I know that I can send a millionaire, amen, or a billionaire to invest and move them to invest in your business, invest in your project, invest in your company, invest in your Rabasaya. Did I say business? Okay, we'll be saying it again. Business. Pick it up, somebody. Pick it up, somebody. It's because I know. Hallelujah. Your ministry. Come on, somebody. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, it's time to get that license. Come on. Hallelujah. What has it been nudging you and telling you to get? Time to get it. Follow the instruction. It's in that instruction. Amen. Breakthrough to the next thing. Breakthrough to the next level. Breakthrough. It's in the instruction. I hear the Lord saying, following instruction is the way to your building, acquiring a building. Come on. Who is the Lord speaking to? Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Going back into the studio, going back into, come on, somebody. We look around, we conform and be like, okay, well, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay, no. When the Holy Spirit is telling you to do the thing that contradictory to what makes sense in the natural. The miracle is in the instruction. The miracle is in the instruction. Okay, now let's just read it. I thank you for your presence, Lord. Now, Naaman, I'm going to read from 2 Kings chapter 5, 1 through 14. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Can we just stop right there right now? Because when I was reading this, the Holy Spirit said, I'm speaking to those, amen, that in one area of your life, amen, come on, in your career, you're nice and strong, hallelujah. But when you go home at night, hallelujah, and when you're by yourself, it looks a different way. It looks leprous. It looks diseased. It looks dark. It looks sickly. It looks famished. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, I'm dealing with those that it's like in one area I'm hardy and I'm healthy and things are going good, but then I got this problem and then oh, it's that and so then it dims. The full experience of enjoying the blessing and walking in the blessing, amen, in being the blessing. Hello. Hello. So God is dealing with us that we're whole on all levels. Come on, who wants to be whole on all levels? I go out of the house to work. Come on, I'm blessed going out, but I'm also blessed coming in. Come on, my home life, that's good and solid and strong and peace. But then outside, amen, there's no peace. Maybe I don't have a job, amen, or I don't have the opportunities or I got problems on the workplace. Come on, God is dealing with. He's a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. I don't know why, but it's coming. Like when you look at potentials, amen, for dating or marriage, whatever, it's like, oh, they look good. They got that. Oh, but then they ain't got a job. Come on, God wants to deal with the fullness of us, the wholeness of us. And I hear the Lord saying that it's time also that we stop neglecting certain areas and then overcompensating in other areas. Okay, I don't know. In verse 2, and the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. Somebody say a little maid. A little maid. A little maid. I like already that juxtaposition of a mighty man in valor and a little maid, right? Hello? Because God has sent somebody in a little lowly. And that's where already we gotta catch ourselves and be careful because sometimes, okay, so I don't know, like, you know, just on this earth, people look for the big and the name and the qualified and all this stuff, right? In the power and there's in so much so that sometimes people won't speak to you if they think you nobody. But as soon as they start to begin to know that you somebody, and as soon as they start to begin to know that you got some talent, and as soon as they start to begin to know, yeah, shall tell you, right? Then they want to be all up in your face. Hello? Hello? So sometimes God will send somebody, and that's how we gotta like strip all that, because we can miss our opportunity if we're looking for the big. Oh, what's your resume like? Some people operate from that place, and then He may send somebody to you that don't have that kind of resume yet. But we can miss the opportunities because we acting and walking pridefully. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Just okay.
and have brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Saying there's a prophet of my God in Samaria, and he's able to heal him of this disease. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, now listen, the king of Syria said, go and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. Ooh, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, even in that money can't buy what God is about to do in your life. That networking, amen, can't give you and cause you to acquire what God is about to cause you to possess. Meaning, cause for you to receive. Mm-hmm. Somebody with a great name and some power does not have the power to do with the Almighty. And how the Almighty is about to move in your life. Can we get that? I'm reminded of the woman with the issue of blood. Hello. She spent all of her money, all of her living, trying to get healed of this issue of blood. Amen. She had nothing left, but then she just had this faith, and she had a belief that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And guess where her wholeness came from? That place where money couldn't buy. Okay, and he departed, and he took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. Yes, sir. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him from his leprosy. Okay, let's just keep going. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes. He tore his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doeth sin unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. Can I just read that in, let me read that in a simpler version so we can get it and we can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. So I'm going to read it out of the NLT. That's what I'm pulling up, y'all. That's what I'm pulling up. I ain't on Google. I'm on my Bible app. I'm on the Bible app. Come on. When the king of Israel read, this is the NLT. Did I say that already? Okay, I'm going to say it again. When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes in dismay and said, am I God that I can give life and take it away? Why is this man asking me to heal someone with leprosy? I can see that he's just trying to pick a fight with me. But check this out. But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes in dismay, he sent this message to him. Why are you so upset? Send Naaman to me, and he will learn that there is a true prophet here in Israel. I hear the Holy Spirit saying a couple of things. One, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, why are you running to man? Man cannot solve this. Man cannot, amen. Your neighbor, your friend, your sister, your mother, your brother, your cousin, amen. Hallelujah. Even now notice that they went to a king. Hello. Good morning. They went to the king. Right? So, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying, why are you running to like even people with like a certain power and certain, and they still not able to, right? And you still find yourself, I hear like you're following me. If you're, say you're in the entertainment industry, you're running to your agent, you're running to your manager, you're running to your teacher, you're running to these places. And then God said, He's disrupting that. Why? Because we should be running to God. I even hear, okay, I don't know whose business God is in, but I even see, like, why are you running to these dating sites? Okay. Running to, trying to acquire, trying to have, amen, instead of running to God. Somebody's instruction is just run to God. Notice that the king, when faced with a request, he didn't have the power. He didn't have the money. He didn't have his kingship couldn't provide. His kingship couldn't solve. God's in this hour, in this season of our lives, is the Holy Spirit, is the Lord of Lords, is the King of Kings kingship. And there's something else that the Holy Spirit pointed out to me, is that it was a problem for the king. But for the prophet, for the servant of the Lord, he had the answer. And so I hear the Holy Spirit saying, on one note, people run to you and will be running to you because God placed the answer within. Your talent is the answer. Your skill set is the answer. And I don't care if you have one thing on your resume or no things on your resume or five things on your resume. God placed it in you. I'm reminded of Joseph. He placed the answer in him, and Joseph was in the prison. So how many people would have caught that? How many people, think about 2022. What type of judgments and thoughts do you have on people that's in prison? Mm-hmm. See, God's placing it in us to shatter and shake up some things, shake up some industries, shake up. He maybe kept you in a little place because he want to use you to shake up some things. To blaze some trails, to do what hasn't been done before, to believe, amen, and come into an even closer walk with him and know that all things are possible. All things are possible. Are possible. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's because I believe, y'all. That's why. What you see is because I believe. Okay? It's because I believe. All things are possible. Are possible. Are possible.
With God.
Hello? All right. I'm also reminded, just like even being a disciple, being a believer of Jesus Christ, what is making people frantic and go crazy and tear their clothes and think that, oh my gosh, we as Christians, we as following Jesus, we stand there, oh no, let's just worship this. God got this, y'all. Everything's fine. Calm down. Watch him heal. Okay. So that's something too, like if we find ourselves acting like and responding like how those who don't follow Jesus, then my question is, who are you? Who am I? Who am I following? What rhetoric am I following? What narrative am I following? What belief system am I following? And no, I'm not going to be perfect. And no, we grow in our faith and we get stronger and stronger. Who am I following? Who am I following? Who am I imitating? Who am I looking to? Who is my navigation system? All right, look. So Naaman came. Okay, I didn't flip. The Holy Spirit took us back to the King James. So Naaman came with his horses, with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Look how he came to the man of God. But so Naaman went with his horses and his chariots and waited at the door of Elisha. But Elisha sent a messenger out to him. Elisha sent a messenger out to him. I didn't jump to the NLT. So you got a more success. You get a more success with the Lord. But Elisha, come on, catch it. Stay with me. Stay with me, somebody. But Elisha sent a messenger out to him with this message. Go and wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. Then your skin will be restored and you will be healed of your leprosy. On one side is like, oh, wait, that easy? On another side, that kind of instruction, that simple instruction, and see, that's the Holy Spirit right there. A simple instruction to a complicated thing, because we deem it as complicated, but God sees it as easy. Oh, yeah, shut down. It ain't that hard for God. It is not that hard. It's not that serious. It's not that complicated for God. He said, go and dip in the Jordan 7 times, and then you'll be restored. You're clean. It's all good. It's all good. Okay, listen. Hold on. But Naaman became angry and stalked away. I thought he would certainly come out. Listen to what Naaman said. I thought he would certainly come out to meet me. He said, I expected him to wave his hand over the leprosy and call on the name of the Lord his God and heal me. Aren't the rivers of Damascus, the Abana and the Pharpar, better than any of the rivers of Israel? Why shouldn't I wash in them and be healed? So Naaman turned and went away in a rage. Pause. Let's just reflect on those scriptures real fast. One, you see Naaman approaching the man of God, walking in his greatness. Right? Scriptures back, it says that Naaman was a mighty man in valor. You see, he led with that. He operated with that. He functioned out of that. He thought out of that. And notice that almost caused him to miss his blessing. Again, it's about humbling ourselves. Yes, we are to know how great we are in God. Yes, we are to know, amen, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, but we function and we walk in humility. How did Jesus walk? How did Jesus enter his triumphal entry in Jerusalem? How did he enter? The Bible says in Zechariah, lowly, meek, come on, humble. So why do we think, God? Why do we think? We should be walking around any other way. When we walk in humble, it is God that's exalting us. I don't have to exalt myself, amen, when I'm humbled before the Lord, amen, hallelujah. Because as God exalts us, amen, and as he exalts you, as you are humbling yourself to God, there's some things that happen when we exalt ourselves we are immune to. It's not going to happen. Come on, we stay in a humble place, then I'm never missing out on opportunity or blessing, amen, hallelujah, or miracles, because I'm in that humble place. I know how my Father operates. My Father operates, amen, in those little places. See, not in this world. This world, man, they like to function in the big, all the big, all the powerful, all the mighty, all the, you know, what's up, all the shoe. I got all this on my resume. I know so-and-so. This happening, this happening. Yeah, shit, shit.
Oh,
How about we be the ones that walk in, amen, don't have to say nothing, but, oh, yeah, okay, what's up? And then, bam, time for that talent to show. Then, bam, amen. And then I even say, everybody just turning and looking at you, wondering, well, who is, okay, yeah, oh, that's good. Who is, that's called favor. Okay. So he approached him on all this grandness, but the instruction, amen, the instruction came head to head with his pride. The instruction was like humble to him, and they clashed. Hallelujah, somebody. And they clashed, right? But then it was a servant. Okay, let's continue in this one. But Naaman became angry, right? But his officers, his servant tried to reason with him and said, sir, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? I just want to pause and say, we all need somebody, somebody to keep us in that humble place, and also somebody to give us perspective, and somebody that hears the Lord, amen, that when maybe we are not clear hearing him, then they are serving as a mouthpiece. We need someone that's equally yoked in the spirit to be with us, walking with us. So if they ain't equally yoked, y'all, say bye, bye, bye. Okay, because it's his officers. His blessing came because of his servants. Sir, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? So you should certainly obey him when he says simply go and wash and be cured. So Naaman went down to the Jordan River and dipped himself 7 times as the man of God had instructed. And his skin became as healthy as the skin of a young child, and he was healed. Another reason why he didn't receive the instruction is because of he was viewing the Jordan River the way the world, everybody in that time, in antiquity, was viewing the Jordan River. And see, Damascus, he came from Damascus, amen, somebody, the capital of Syria. In Damascus, they owed their prosperity to those two rivers that he mentioned. Come on, Abana and Pharpar, their prosperity was credited to those two rivers, amen. So those rivers were majestic, were mighty in their sight, in their hearing. The Jordan River was little; it was dirty. It was like I bypassed that one. Okay, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. So another way that we catch, wait a minute, like what system am I on? Is if I'm viewing things the same way that the world views them, or if I'm nestled up in the Lord Jesus, that I start seeing and I start having discernment and I have like an eagle eye and an eagle focus. Hello, amen, hallelujah. And I have my standards and I'm like, oh no, no, because if I just pierce by that, and if I pierce by this little lonely moment and this lonely feeling, and if I just, it's shah, right? Hello? Mm-mm. And if I just stay here, and if I don't move suddenly, or if I just hop on this and invest in this, and if I make this turn, right? All guided by the Holy Spirit, God will have you moving in open, in disguise. Like I think about like Mission Impossible. They were in open going to like this party, but they were on a mission. And so while everybody else is like, oh, hey, yeah, yeah. There's like, da, 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 bam, I'm here. Bam, acquired. Bam, 7 times. I'm healed. Bam, I'm raised. Bam, we overcome. Bam, I'm delivered. Bam. Amen. 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 So Naaman went down to the Jordan River and dipped himself 7 times as the man of God had instructed him. And his skin became as healthy as the skin of a young child, and he was healed. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we will rest in the instruction and we will rest in the obedient place, because it's in the obedient place that pleases you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to walk with you and experience with you and encounter your miracles, signs and wonders, and experience your divine protection and your divine strategies and your divine instructions. We receive the divine right now in the name of Jesus, and your divine resources and your divine finances and your divine, hallelujah, rebasaya orchestration, and the divine attacks, amen, against those and that which is attacking us. We thank you, oh God, right now. We thank you right now, and we declare that you are Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai v'shmerecha, Ya'er Adonai p'navalecha, v'koneka Yisa Adonai p'navalecha, v'yasim l'cha shalom. God bless you. Follow the instructions in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.